Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And welcome to the end of winter in New England, where our temperatures, as I saw online the other day, is almost like a Powerball. Just random numbers start popping out for our temperatures during the week. And we had 60-degree weather. Now we're at 14, 15 degrees. It's, I'll tell you, it's amazing how crazy it is temperature-wise around here and what it does. Because I'm looking at the forecast, and I'll tell you, Wednesday, 67 degrees. And then after that, it's in the 30s for a week. It'll be nice to have temperatures that stay the same. And just continue that way for us so we can start to really think spring. Because these warm temperatures that pop up, it just gets you excited. They want you to get outside, and then you get outside, and then the next second, there's a snow squall, and you can't see a thing outside. But if you went through that yesterday, which a lot of Massachusetts went through yesterday, it was something else. I've been through them before, but, man, yesterday we're sitting, hanging out, and it's sunny, and then within, like, 5 minutes, it's white out. You can't see a thing. That's some interesting weather, and that's this time of year. But, you know, 2 days prior, it was 60 degrees. We're outside playing, enjoying it, wanting to get more done outside, and now we can't. But that's just what we deal with this time of year all around. But it does get us excited for spring. Does get us excited to get ready for that next season. Start thinking about what we can do. Thinking about, you know, all the different things that we can get ready for. You know, we're getting to the point where, you know, we're almost considering this. And I would say you can consider it late winter, where there are certain tasks that we should be doing. You know, there are a lot of different things that we can be starting to think about at this point, right? Because we have a number of ideas to start with to get ready for the season, right? You know, some of the typical ones to be thinking about getting your tools ready if you didn't at the end of last season. So I usually try to think a season ahead. If you have your tools, your pruners, your shovels, everything, get them cleaned up. Get them ready so they don't have all the junk on them from last year. Get them sharpened if they need to be. Get them ready to go so they're ready when the season hits. You know, getting your mower ready at this point. Maybe it's, you know, it needs a tune-up. Getting it to a place that could do it now versus waiting till April when it doesn't start. Getting all your wheelbarrow greased and ready. But thinking outside some of the things you can be doing, right? Pruning some of your trees and shrubs at this point. We are late in the winter, so it is all right to do because our trees are still dormant. You know, some of the different ones, like fruit trees, can be pruned at this point. And we go out there, we look for, you know, certain branching, right? We talk about it, but the style we're looking for is we're looking for sucker growth to get rid of. We're looking for dead and damaged, anything that could have happened. You know, we had some damaging winds this past week as well. And then we also look at the cross branches. Any branches that have been in an area on top of another branch where the two of them rub on each other, opening up the bark, allowing pathogens into the plant. So we're looking at those at this point with a lot of our trees, if we have a chance to do it. And say you have some time on Wednesday, it's looking like it's going to be a warm day. Might be the way to go. So let's hope that, you know, you have some time and are able to do that. A lot of your fruit trees that you can prune. Clean them up. Do the same thing. Get them ready. They are dormant, so they do not, they're not growing. They're not, you know, it's not going to affect them. So those are things to be looking at right now. You know, you can also do some cleanups if you have some time. Getting those, you know, any of the branches, any of the leaves that are not, you know, at this point, I might even start thinking about, and I'd probably wait until about mid-March at this point. But if you put burlap around any of your shrubs, thinking about getting that taken down. Because as we start to warm up and keep a normal temperature, and we're, like I said, we're not there yet because after this week, it looks like it's going to be a steady, you know, 30s and 40s, which, as horrible as it sounds to be cold, it's actually nice to have consistency. But once we start to get into the upper 40s during the days and kind of stay consistent, that's when we're going to start looking at taking that burlap down if we've had it up. We don't want to keep the burlap on when it starts to warm up. The sun is higher during the day and hitting those areas because it can tend to, at this point, when it's too warm, heat the inside up, doesn't allow enough sunlight in, can actually burn the foliage, the branching, all of that. So those are some things we should really start to be thinking about and getting ready for. Now, where we've talked the past couple weeks about getting ready for, you know, putting seeds in. Well, the majority of them are saying starting, you know, the majority of the ones we've talked about, beginning of March, middle of March, we should be putting them out. So you should be going to a garden center, picking out your vegetables that you want, your perennials, your annuals that you might be, you know, planting by seed, and get them started. Those are all things that we should be thinking about doing because we're in the late winter. Spring is on its way. We're about close to 4 weeks away. Maybe it's a little bit less at this point. I can't think off the top of my head here. I'll have to look it up. But we're getting closer to spring than we are the beginning of winter. So we're on our way to get excited to be outside again. And so let's start thinking about it. Start thinking about all the different things we can be doing. I feel like this whole entire winter and every winter I've been sick, but that's just kind of what happens in this house with young ones. But I am doing my best to get away from it. But anyways, we're about a month away from spring. March 20th to the 20th of February. So we're about 28 days, 4 weeks. So spring is on its way. Let's start thinking about it and getting excited for it. If you have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, obviously, we always talk about the weather because it affects everything we do with the garden. But it's just... it's crazy what we've been seeing lately. I am, lived in New England all my life, and it's insane what's going on with ups and downs here. But we figure it out. We get ready for spring in different ways, and we just keep moving on. Now, I always look for different topics to discuss, during the show to try and give you guys some ideas of what to do and when to do and how to do those types of things. And, this week's no different. I was looking at, how and when to fertilize hydrangeas, because I've been asked at my work, Mahoney's Garden Center, to discuss in about a month with some of the employees different things to be doing to if a customer has some questions about some pretty basic things. What do you use when you're planting? Do you use compost? Do you use, biotone, those things? And one of the ideas that came to mind was a lot of people ask, how do I get my hydrangeas blue? Or, how do I get them to bloom more? And those types of things. So, I already know a lot of this, but it's always good to do some research, see what other people say, and get some ideas, because obviously one person's thoughts isn't always enough. So, it's interesting to read up on some of these things and do some research other than, you know, just sitting there saying, oh, yep, I know. But it's good to read some of these things and then say, yep, that's exactly what I thought. So you kind of feel like you knew what you were talking about. So one of the things that, you know, I would love to discuss and do a little bit more in depth with is when and how to fertilize your hydrangeas. The when aspect of the fertilizer is coming up. We're, you know, a month away. We need spring to hit. We need the temperatures to warm up. We need the ground to thaw out. But it's one that I like to remind everyone to do because of the fact that if we're looking to push more growth, more flowers this spring, a superphosphate, a 0-18-0 or a 0-45-0 would be perfect to be doing first in the spring. Give it an extra boost of that phosphorus. Get it woken up or wake it up. Get it ready for spring and boost everything. Because that phosphorus number not only pushes new flowers when it comes time, but it will also create a stronger root system, bigger root system, so that when it does come time for it to flower, it can absorb some of the nutrients that are in the ground. So that superphosphate first thing in the spring is huge, in my opinion, when it comes to hydrangeas. But hydrangeas can be fertilized from there once a month in multiple ways. We look at using like a balanced fertilizer, a 10-10-10 during the season. But from there, how do we push more blooms? It's not a granular type when we're pushing more blooms as they start to bloom. It's that liquid fertilizer as soon as they start to form their flower buds. Once those flower buds are formed, the liquid fertilizer is more readily available than the granular, so it can go in a little bit stronger. So we'll discuss that a little bit more after the break. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russian forces are now shelling Ukraine. Russia claims that some of the shells fired were from a government-held part of eastern Ukraine and landed on their side of the border. Earlier, separatist leaders ordered a full military mobilization. President Biden and his defense chief are convinced that Russian leader Vladimir Putin has made the decision to invade. Secretary Lloyd Austin in Lithuania.
For months now, Russia has been building up its military forces in and around Ukraine, including in Belarus. They are uncoiling and are now poised to strike.
At a security conference in Munich, Vice President Kamala Harris warned that Russia would face unprecedented financial consequences if it attacks Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Police have arrested more than 100 protesters involved in the so-called Freedom Convoy demonstrations in the Canadian capital of Ottawa, which officials said turned violent. The convoy protests began in late January and were initially focused on the Canadian government's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers. But now it's expanded into a broader movement against public health measures to limit the spread of COVID-19. On Friday, police arrested more than 100 people and have had 21 vehicles towed in Ottawa. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act to allow the government to expand measures to end the protests, and pointed out to CNN that some people in the U.S. are funding the protesters. Officials in the U.S. are also concerned about a potential trucker convoy protest ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. According to CNN, you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. And Nathan, who's up first today?
Bob is in Massachusetts.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick.
Good morning.
I noticed I put a irrigation system into my lawn last year,
okay,
2 years ago, and I noticed a lot of moss growing this year, last fall. Do I hit it with, I use the Natural Alternatives five-step program.
Okay.
Should I hit it with moss out, or, and I use the quick quick-acting line. How often should I do that?
Well, so a couple things I'd like to see you look at doing. First, a soil test would be perfect to give us kind of an answer of how often and how much you should be using.
Okay.
But, I, you know, while I was saying that, I kind of had a thought. Is the moss in specific areas, or is it all over?
It's little patches here and there.
Now, would you
but
say
it's starting to spread.
Okay. Is the moss more along the where the line of sprinklers is, like where it's where the trench when they put it in might have been? Okay.
No.
Because that would, to me, I was just thinking maybe it was from compaction in those areas, so I could instantly say, yeah, let's do this. But so a couple things that you're going to need to do for it. First, like I said, soil sample is going to be huge for us to figure out what to do. And that can be sent right to Natural Alternatives.
Okay.
Okay. But I can, with the fact of moss, is it an area where it's full shade, full sun? What's the area like?
Sunny area.
Sunny, okay.
One section does get a lot of shade.
Okay.
So I can understand it there, but I see it spreading more to the sunny areas.
Okay. So, we'll do this. The soil sample can be sent away, but I know that from the beginning, you can start by using their product called sulfur, right? Sulfur. So their sulfur product that they have would be like if you've heard me talk about Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green.
Right.
It's a, it basically, it's a fast-acting gypsum.
Okay.
And so gypsum, when we put it down, breaks up compact soils, breaks up areas, and allows trapped nutrients to really be released in the area. But the other thing I want you to do as well is use that moss out. Okay? So that moss out, you sprinkle over the moss, usually takes about 24, 36 hours, and it'll start to turn black. From there, you need to rake up the moss and get rid of it out of the area. Okay? So that would be step one. Then you would put the sulfur down to start breaking it up. That way, when you don't put any of the sulfur over the moss, it gets stuck in the moss as you're raking it up. You know what I mean? So we're not removing it. So start with the moss out. Let it sit for, you know, until it starts to turn black. Then take a rake, clean it up. Then I want you to use sulfur over the whole area. I'm sure you're going to end up using lime, and you'll be able to use it multiple times. But the soil sample will tell us exactly where you're at. So is it, it's a lawn area, you said?
It's the lawn, yes.
Are there other, are there areas of the lawn that just aren't thriving? Is it, you know, are other areas doing really well?
It's all the same, but I just noticed moss is starting to pick up a little bit more here and there.
Okay, so, because the reason why I ask is if we're at a lower pH level, that lime can be done multiple times. You know, you have the
last year I did it like every 6 weeks.
Exactly. So that's what fast-acting lime can do, but we can look at it and say, if it is low, we can double the rate from the beginning. So instead of just using it at the minimal amount during the season, because that what that will do is it'll just keep your pH the same. It doesn't move it. It just stays, you know, say it's 6.0 for an example. It'll just keep it at 6.0 throughout the season at just using that regular rate. But if it's lower than that, we know we need to get it above that, using it at double the rate can actually change your pH level almost a full point in one season. So without knowing what your pH level is, we don't know how much to do. And so that's why I look at it and say, you could actually be putting a lot of product down to really get it to that level you need it to be. Then once we get it to the level it needs to be, then just using it at that regular rate. The other thing that the soil sample will tell us is, are there other nutrients that are just sitting in there too much? Because sometimes when moss forms, it's because of nutrient deficiencies. And you could be fertilizing and putting it down, you know, every 6 weeks, but it's not getting to where it needs to be because certain nutrients are just trapped. So that's another reason why the soil samples should be done. But I think, and I know that in the meantime, you can put that moss out on it. Then you can do that sulfur-based product to get rid of that moss and start getting to the where you need it to go. But I think
the alternatives in the springtime when I can get the shovel into the ground.
Yeah, what I would do now, though, is if you can go online or you can call them and ask them for a, because they want it in a specific bag. Just call in, tell them you want to do a soil test, tell them that I sent you from, the Paul Parent Garden Club, and we'll be able to get the soil sample to you so you know exactly how much to put in there and work with it that way. Because I think that is the most important when it comes to the moss, to really get rid of it.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
All right, Bob, you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 4261. And, you know, and we talk about soil samples a lot. We talk about getting them done and put into, you know, put into play when it comes to your, what you do for the season. So we know where everything is. So we can say, all right, I know I need to fertilize this way, this amount. Because over-fertilization can be just as bad as under-fertilization. When nutrients get trapped in the soil, they have nowhere to go, and then they just keep building up. So every time you put a fertilizer down, there could just be too much of something, and it has the same effect as under-fertilizing or not fertilizing at all. So soil samples going into the spring are huge for the lawn and garden. That way you know exactly what you need to put in the soil. Your moss typically tells us that our pH level is low in the fives, usually in the shade, but not always. Also tells us that it's mostly a compact soil area. A lot of the times, and the reason why I asked Bob about is the moss in specific areas, is it more like on the line where they did the trench for the sprinkler system? Because compaction is a huge thing. Where water sits in the lawn, you're more likely to see moss. So those are the types of things we kind of look at. Now, I know I push soil samples. It almost feels like too much sometimes, but if we don't know what's going on underground, we can't put the right thing. Just like you and I, we get blood tests, you know, once a year, all these different years to see what's going on with our bodies and what to be doing, how to fix things, etc. We do the same for the lawn so that we can know exactly what to do. Now, for an example, if you get that soil sample and you see that you're heavy in a lot of fertilizers, high in the numbers, and you're saying, well, if I'm so high in fertilizers, why isn't it going in? Why isn't it working? Well, like I said, it's trapped, stuck there. So that's when we talk about using that sulfur-based product from Natural Alternative. It is a product that releases all those nutrients, releases them into the soil so they're more readily available for your lawn so it can get stronger. But what happens with that, right? If there's so much in there and it's trapped, and we use this product to release those trapped nutrients, they're going to kind of wash out on some of them because this product is doing that to release it and just say, all right, go away. Go to where you need to go. Go away. We don't need it too high. And so after the process of a 3-application process, we always recommend getting a soil sample again so we can actually see a baseline of where you are. At that point, you might actually be at the right levels, and then you'll just be able to fertilize normally to keep that baseline there. But sometimes, because we're trying to release as much as possible and almost start fresh, you're going to have to almost start over. But that's okay, because you need to get to that baseline in order to be successful, to keep it where it needs to be, instead of constantly doing this doubling and then trying to balance everything out. Our lawns, our gardens, want to have that good balance, and we look for that. But if you've noticed that issues happen, like the moss or others, and things just kind of stay the same, there's probably an issue in the soil. So, you know, I talk about soil samples and fixing the soil so often because we have thought about fertilizing and just fertilizing and fertilizing and fertilizing for so long that we don't realize that feeding the soil is just as important as feeding the plant. So if you have healthy soil, you're going to have a healthy plant. It's going to reduce the amount of fertilizers that you're going to need to use, reduce the amount of watering that you'll need to do, reduce a lot of the tasks that you need to do long term. It's trying to make it easier for you so you can enjoy it instead of feeling like you have to work at it every spring, summer, and fall. If you have some questions, give us a call here at 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jim's in Merrimack Valley, Massachusetts.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning. Guess we're going to talk about exactly what you were just talking about.
Okay.
I've been listening to you and your father since Scituate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I get the 2 40-by-40-foot vegetable gardens.
Okay.
Every year I put 20 to 40 buckets of seaweed on them. Sometimes I rototill it. Most of the times I rototill it in. I also take some of it. I dry it out. Take my leaf blower, turn it around, grind it all up. I'll put a handful of that in with the tomatoes, the potatoes, the pumpkin seeds, the squash seeds. I take another bucket of it and throw it in a 55-gallon drum. Just use rainwater, make a tea, put a sump pump in it, hand water. Every 5 to 10 days, you know, one time the tomatoes, one time the potatoes, rotate it around. My soil samples, I get two of them out of UMass, are just off the charts. I mean, and of course, I can't find them this morning. And my magnesium, for instance, is over 1,000. Everything else is 2 or 3 times normal, what it's supposed to be. My pH runs around 7.4, 7.5. I mean, do I keep doing the seaweed? Do I take a season off? Do
well,
I
so,
spread stuff on it?
So I think you continue to do what you've been doing, but the key element that you just told me was the magnesium. Magnesium to me is, it's magnesium and boron, but magnesium more often than not, nobody really looks at or pays attention to. We look at nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium and say, well, I have tons of it. What do I do? But the idea is with magnesium, magnesium creates a barrier in the soil. Now think of it as if we're using it on the lawn, a crabgrass preventer. Right? We put a crabgrass preventer down and it creates a barrier, doesn't allow the crabgrass to grow. What magnesium does is magnesium puts a barrier on the ground in the soil, doesn't allow the nutrients to move and go where they need to go. So we need to get rid of some of the magnesium. And by doing that, it allows the other elements to really be released. So the way to do that would be to look at a sulfur-based product. So Natural Alternative has that product, sulfur. If you don't want to go to the website or any of those, you can go to a local garden center and get Love Your Soil by Jonathan Green. So what that does is it's basically like a super gypsum, a fast-acting gypsum. And it breaks down the nutrients in there, releasing them into the soil. So that magnesium, it's breaking the magnesium barrier down, allowing those other elements that are off the charts to be released and go to where they need to go, so that when you're fertilizing, the fertilizer goes to the plant readily versus just getting stored up. And so what you're going to want to do is use this product at double the rate, not the regular rate, because the regular rate is just trying to keep it balanced. So you'll double it. And usually it's about 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So you have 240 by 40 beds, you said? So from there, so it's each one is about 1,600 square feet. So we're looking at about 18 pounds for each bed. So 18 pounds, which is the reason why, you know, it's easier, is because a bag of Love Your Soil comes in an 18-pound bag, and then I believe it's like a 30 or a 40-pound bag, or 5,000 and 15,000. So you're almost looking to use almost a full bag each time, and we'll do it three times that throughout the season in six-week intervals. So once the ground thaws and is ready to receive fertilizers, maybe around the end of March, you'll put it down the first time. Then you'll do it 6 weeks later and 6 weeks after that. Once that's done, you know, 18 weeks later, you'll do another soil sample to then be able to say, I've done what I need to do, or I need to do a little bit more. So there's a bunch more we can discuss. If you want to hang tight during the break,
okay,
we can kind of go over it and kind of go back and forth a little bit. So hang tight with me.
Please.
When we get back on the other side of the break, we'll get some answers for you. Everyone else, give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.